A diverse cast of characters call the barren western deserts home. Some are true loners who find an inner peace through their solitude. Others have fled prosecution and found anonymity in the middle of nowhere. Then there are those like our host, who simply find it hard to function in the quote-unquote normal world. It is here they find sanctity and a place where their inner demons can run free. And best of all, no one complains, no matter how loud they crank up the music. From deep in his underground bunker, your humble host is once again on the air. Say hello to Alice Cooper.
Hello again, it's Alice Cooper here on another exciting night to keep you happy, happy, happy. Flowers everywhere. All I have to do is play AC/DC 40 billion times and you'll sit there and giggle like a moron. It's almost too easy. Anyway, I've got a special bonus closet classic from some of my old band members coming up shortly. But now, let's start with Bacon, Tomato, and Onions. You ain't seen nothing yet. BTO.
Now, some live music for a dead audience.
Wonderful. We're going to really rock and roll tonight.
It's live and kicking on Nights with Alice Cooper.
Live and kicking in 1967... The Jimi Hendrix Experience did some recording at BBC's Radio 1. By the way, the Butthole Surfers did have a single called I Saw an X-Ray of a Girl Passing Gas. That was the name of the song. Okay, back to reality. The album of those sessions wasn't released until 1998. I'm talking about Jimi Hendrix now, not the Butthole Surfers. And the two-disc set features all the surviving tracks from their various appearances on BBC radio programs. This was very big back then. BBC Live Radio did a lot of live bands. It was something that was very, very big, and I'm glad they kept those tapes. At a BBC radio session, a band is required to record material quickly with limited overdubbing, relying upon their live sound, which I think is what bands should do. A band should be able to go in, do a record, and do no overdubbing, but it's virtually impossible for any band to enjoy everything they played. They just sit there and they go, oh yeah, that's perfect. Not gonna happen. Here's the Jimi Hendrix Experience with a live cover of the Beatles' Day Tripper.
Like to snuggle up with a rock star? Welcome to the weekend. You're spending your nights with Alice Cooper. Now on Nights with Alice Cooper, we present Cooper's Covers. Cooper's Covers. As Alice searches his extensive and eclectic collection for rare covers of your favorite artists, let's find out what Alice has in store for us tonight.
Cooper's Covers. In 2005, Ozzy the Osbourne released a box set called Prince of Darkness, which had a whole disc devoted to cover tracks, including songs from the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and one written by David Bowie, and made famous by Mott the Hoople, called All the Young Dudes. And here it is, Ozzy Osbourne's Rock Reigning Prince of Darkness. I gave up that title a while back. With All the Young Dudes on tonight's Cooper's Covers.
Just because it's the weekend doesn't mean you don't deserve the hardest working man in rock music. You've got him. The man of the hour. Alice Cooper.
And back to Nights with Alice Cooper, the only show on the radio that gives you the uncontrollable urge to shake your booty. It's very sad that I said that. Except I'm talking about pirates' booty. Arg. Let's get to the music. Well, you know, we're talking about shaking. Let's shake it up with the Cars.
Now for a song chosen by a rock star who wishes he was a movie star. It's Movie Music Madness on Nights with Alice Cooper.
It's time for another Movie Music Madness, and tonight's comes from the soundtrack to the film Adventureland, which takes place in an amusement park back in 1987. Very funny movie. Kristen Wiig plays this mousy little owner of the Adventureland. Very funny. Written and directed by Greg Mottola, who also made Superbad. Lou Reed's Satellite of Love is featured in the film, which originally came out in his 1972 Transformer album and was produced by David Bowie and had Mick Ronson on lead guitar. It's a very funny scene where Ryan Reynolds talks about how he jammed with Lou Reed and that made him like the biggest, hippest guy ever on the planet at Adventureland. He had to be there. Here's Lou Reed with Satellite of Love.
Satellite's gone.
That was Lou Reed with Satellite of Love from the Adventureland soundtrack. Movie review. Beep, 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 beep. Up. One of the funniest movies. Up. The little Pixar cartoon. Breaks your heart for the first 10 minutes. You're almost crying. And then it gets really... The catch line in the whole movie is, squirrels! You'll see when you see it. My daughter was on the floor laughing. It was so funny. It happens two or three times in the movie. Adventureland stars Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart. Kristen Stewart, of course, is the girl that's always tortured. She's always playing with her hair and looking confused at all times. And I think that's going to be her look throughout her entire career. She's always going to play the girl that's going, oh, I'm not sure of myself. And really? Okay, maybe. Do I want to be a vampire? Huh? Maybe. I don't think so. But. She's got to get out of that. Because she's already done that in every single movie she's ever been in. Very cute, though, Kristen Stewart. I don't know when Suck is coming out. It should be one of those fun little summer movies, if you like Toronto vampires in the wintertime. Well, if you've ever worked in an amusement park, let me know about it at aliceatnightswithalicecooper.com. Stick around for some Zeppelin, Journey, and Rock and Talk That Doesn't Suck. Personally, I think I would have been a great carny. I would have brought the art to carny. Oh, stop it.
Nights with Alice Cooper continues after this. We know you love useless information about useless people you don't know.
Are you ready?
It's time for rock trivia.
Get it on!
On Nights with Alice Cooper.
Guns N' Roses trivia. What was the last band Guns N' Roses opened for before they became headliners? The answer to that was The Cult. Who was the first band? Alice Cooper. We took them on their first tour. The final show of that tour was in New Orleans. As is typical of bands at the end of a long tour, GNR decided to wrap themselves in towels during the encore and walk on stage like Egyptians. Would have worked too if The Cult's Ian Asbury hadn't tussled with drummer Steve Adler and yanked off his towel, revealing the Adler family jewels, or the AFJ, as we call it. We don't call it that very often, but when it comes up. It wasn't long after that that Adler was replaced by Cult drummer Matt Sorum. So was this sort of like a ritual? You pull off a drummer's towel and your drummer immediately goes to that band. It's just something we do in the business. We don't know why. These crazy kids with their Egyptian and their towels and their nakedness on stage. What's going on? Come on. Okay, I'd play November Rain, but it's just too depressing. How about Mr. Brownstone? That rocks. Guns N' Roses.
It's time for Alice Cooper to mispronounce your name and make fun of your spelling. It's email time on Nights with Alice Cooper.
Email time.
Hi, Alice. I'm sitting on IT lessons at my high school at Bydgoszczyk, Poland. And just wanted to know that in my country, there's no radio stations that play classic rock like you. I really like your text about swine flu. Could you play the song Black Knight by Deep Purple? Best regards, Blasji. So I am Blasji from By God's. It's very common.
All right. You know, a very strange thing about Poland. When you think about Poland, you always look at these black and white old videos and film of Poland during World War II, and you go, it just looks so gray and dank and old. And then you go there, and it's the most colorful place in the world. There's flowers everywhere, and it's beautiful, and it really is one of the prettiest places in the world, especially Bydgoszczyk, Poland. All right, Blazage, Deep Purple, Black Knight.
You want fun, you want freaky, you want facts.
Well, two out of three ain't bad.
Here's Alice Cooper.
Freaky facts. Well, it's time again for those freaky facts that makes you more fun at parties. Let's face it, you're not the guy that gets invited because of your funness. Now you can be. Here we go. Massachusetts has the lowest divorce rate in the country with a rate of 2.1 per thousand. Congratulations. I don't think we take marriage seriously enough, okay? The national average is close to 100 per thousand, which is 1 in 10. Pound for pound, hamburgers cost more than new cars. Wow. So you could get a car made out of hamburger. It'd be pretty expensive. And pint for pint, milk costs more than oil. Okay, that makes sense. All that does make sense. David Prowse was the guy in the Darth Vader suit for Star Wars. And even though he spoke all of Vader's line, he didn't know his voice was going to be dubbed over by James Earl Jones until he saw the screening of the movie. I find your lack of faith disturbing. And finally tonight, while humans breathe on the average of 23 times per minute, squirrels breathe around 160 times per minute and have much worse breath. Next time you see a squirrel, grab him, put him up to your nose, and smell that. It's rank. And Pink Floyd breathes about once every hour. So you would think that I would play Breathe or On the Run, but I'm not going to. No. Playing Lucifer Sam, Pink Floyd.
Don't be ashamed to come out of the closet. Alice did. And he brought this classic with him. It's Cooper's Closet Classic.
Cooper Closet Classic. Well, it's my radio show. I'm in charge here. I have this massive vault of music, so let's find something that you don't hear on the radio every 5 minutes. I'm gonna play it right now. I'm a boy, but my mom won't admit it. The Who. That was Zeppelin Black Dog. I'm still trying to get over how clever it was, the way they named that song. My dog, which is black, has wandered into Headley Grange Studios. Oh, wait, I've got it, Jimmy. Let's call the song Black Dog. Brilliant. Anyway, we got to take a quick break, but my fun and freaky facts on divorce and Darth Vader are coming up in a few. I wonder what Mrs. Vader must look like, so don't move.
Someone has to pay for this travesty. Back with more Alice Cooper next.